Leviticus chapter 19, reading verses 9 through 18. This is the word of the Lord. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field right up to its edge. Neither shall you gather the gleanings after your harvest. And you shall not strip your vineyard bare, neither shall you gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob him. The wages of a hired worker shall not remain with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. But you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. But in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people. And you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. But you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Life in the church is life in the kingdom of God. Now by faith, soon by sight. Life in the church is life in the kingdom of God. You have a king who is seated at the right hand of God in heaven. From there he rules over you. From there he watches over you. From there he intercedes for you. From there, he is working all things together for your good. Your trials, your tribulations, your sufferings, your sorrows, your distress. He is working them all for your good. The church belongs to Christ. He has purchased you by His blood. He gave His life for you, that He might sanctify you, that He might present you to Himself in splendor. You are His bride. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. You are His glory. You are His joy. You are the object of His delight. He loves you. He has loved you from before the foundation of the world. And He will love you after its end. He has loved you from all eternity. And He will love you to all eternity. Nothing can separate you from His love. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Nothing can separate you from His love. Life in the church is life in the kingdom of God, a kingdom founded upon love, a kingdom established by the love of Christ for His people, for you. A love you do not deserve. A love you cannot earn. A gift of His grace, given to you, an unworthy sinner. You deserve every curse of the law. But He gives you every blessing of the Spirit. You deserve the anger of His wrath and fury. But He gives you steadfast love and mercy. You deserve the torment of eternal death. But He gives you the joy of eternal life. He has placed His name upon you, the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. This love was a costly love. God swore to save you, and he swore to his own hurt. He did not spare his son, but delivered him up for us all, wounding him for your transgressions, crushing him for your iniquities. The Lord is faithful. He keeps his promises. He does not lie. He cannot lie. What he says, he will do. His kingdom is a kingdom of truth. Life in the church is life in the kingdom of God. A life of truth, a life of love. The ethic of the kingdom is the ethic of the church. In the kingdom of God, there is no falsehood. And so there must be no falsehood in the church. In the kingdom of God, there is no hatred. And so there must be no hatred among you. In Leviticus chapter 19, the people of God, with God dwelling in their midst, were to be a people of sincerity, a people of truth, and a people of love. And so you, the people of God, with God dwelling in your midst, you also are to be a people of sincerity, a people of truth, a people of love. You are not to steal from one another. You are not to take from one another. Rather, you are to give to one another. You are to be generous with one another. Generous with your resources. Generous with your time. Generous with your affections. Generous with your love. You are not to deal falsely with one another. You are not to lie to one another, but But you are to be honest with one another. You are to speak truthfully to one another. As the Lord has spoken truthfully to you, you are not to speak deceitfully in order to get your own way. God has not saved you that you might get your way. You are to use your words to encourage, to edify, to strengthen, to comfort, and at times to rebuke, but always in love, always for the purpose of building others up and not yourself. You are never to speak for the purpose of tearing one another down. You are not to show partiality. You are not to show partiality to the great over the poor, to show honor to the rich, but to disregard the poor. But nor are you to show partiality to the poor over the rich, slanting justice in his favor. You are to treat all as they really are, equally made in the image of God. And you are to treat one another as you really are, one in Christ Jesus. You are not to pay more attention to those with whom you agree. You are not to pay more attention to those who are more like you, who share your interests and opinions. You are one body with many members, and you are to show honor to every member. You are to give attention to every member. You are to think the best about every member. You are to love every member. You may not say to any member of this body, "I have no need of you." What does the world want? What does Satan want but to turn you against one another? You are not to slander one another. To gossip about each other. If you have something against your brother, you go to him or you let it go. You don't talk about it to someone else. You are not to slight one another. Or speak ill of each other, even when it's true. You are to speak well of one another. And if you can't, and bridle your tongue. With the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Life in the church is life in the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is a kingdom of truth and a kingdom of love. And as you are an heir of his kingdom, you are called to truth. You are called to love. To love God. To love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. You are called to love Christ and to love those whom he loves. And so you are to love one another. Shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall not hate one another in your hearts. You can do everything right. And fool everyone else with a smile. But you cannot fool God. He weighs the hearts of men. He knows the thoughts of men. He calls you not only to love one another in your actions, in your words, but to love one another in your hearts. To love one another in sincerity. To banish from your hearts any trace of hatred, any trace of resentment, any trace of bitterness. You will disagree with one another. And so you will need to reason frankly with one another. But you may not feel hatred toward one another. You may not bear a grudge against one another. You may not pass that grudge on to your children so that they hate one another. You are called to forgive as you have been forgiven. You are called to love as you have been loved. When did you deserve to be forgiven? When did you deserve to be loved? We had a difficult congregational meeting. The session has made a decision with which not everyone agrees. There is disagreement among us. And that will require frank reasoning among us. But there may not be disrespect among us. You may disagree with your elders. But you may not disrespect your elders. You will show them honor. You may disagree with one another. You may not disrespect one another. You will show one another honor. This is easy to do when we agree. It is difficult to do when we disagree. But God calls you to both. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. Rather, you shall love him in your heart. Let love be genuine. Love one another with brotherly affection. Especially when we're hurt. Especially when we disagree. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. We will not get through this if we are not constant in prayer. Your calling. You are not able to do it apart from Christ. But Christ is for you. Christ is with you. He suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin. Neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. May you follow him. May you become like him. That we may glorify him. That we may enjoy him together. As one. You are one body. You are one in Christ. Amen. Let us pray.